76 years ago, on November 1st, 1950, I hope I did my math right with that, Venerable Pope Pius XII infallibly defined the dogma of the Assumption of Mary that we celebrate today, that she was taken a body and soul into heaven at the end of her earthly life. And he did this in his apostolic constitution, Munificentissimus Deus, the most bountiful God. And while her feast was defined only 76 years ago, while her assumption was defined then, this affirmation of her glorious assumption is not something new in the church, but it goes back to the earliest fathers and its liturgical commemoration in the Mass is also quite ancient. And in his book, The Church's Year of Grace, Father Pius Parsh also tells us of an ancient custom of the church on this day, that in the ancient church, on the Feast of the Assumption, the farmers would bring their vegetables to be blessed today. And so did anyone bring any vegetables? Maybe you can bring them later. I think Father Tom will bless them later. And so today, it's a very ancient feast, and in the beautiful liturgical prayers that we have at Mass today, the church presents to us the Assumption of Mary as this great solemnity of hope. It's a great feast of hope in the resurrection, that just as Mary is glorified in her body and soul united to Christ in heaven, so we might also be united with Christ like she is. Pope Pius XII in this apostolic constitution writes, "What is commemorated in this feast is not simply the total absence of corruption from the dead body of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but also her triumph over death and her glorification in heaven, after the pattern set by her only Son, Jesus Christ." And so we see Mary so closely united to Jesus in her Immaculate Conception, free from sin, united with God completely, that she was also could not be helped but drawn up after the end of her earthly life to be so closely united with her Son in heaven. And the church recognizing this in each of our prayers today at Mass, as we listen, we hear that we're praying that we might share in this hope, in this resurrection, that we might, just as Mary followed Jesus, so we might follow Mary into our heavenly homeland. As we prayed in the collect, grant that we may merit to be sharers of his glory, as Mary is. In the preface that we will pray soon, we pray that for today the Virgin Mother of God was assumed into heaven as the beginning and image of your church's coming to perfection, and as a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people, that today we recognize Mary as that sign of hope and comfort to us who are still on our pilgrimage to heaven. And in the prayer after communion, we ask that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom you assumed into heaven, we may be brought to the glory of the resurrection. That we don't just recall the moment in which God brought Mary to heaven, but we ask that we might also go where she is. And so this is a feast of great hope for the future, that we might share in that heavenly inheritance Christ purchased for us. But it's also a feast of Mary's closeness to us here and now. Mary is close to us here and now as our mother. Pope Benedict writes that precisely because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. While she lived on this earth, she could only be close to a few people. Being in God, who is actually within all of us, Mary shares this closeness of God. She knows our hearts. She can hear our prayers. She can help us with her motherly kindness. She always listens to us, and being mother of the Son, participates in the power of the Son and his goodness. We can always entrust the whole of our lives to this mother. And so the truth of this great feast is that Mary was brought up to heaven, body and soul, as this sign of hope, but also so that she could be so close to us. As we offer our hearts to the Father at this Mass, then, may we come to know our Blessed Mother, not just as a historical figure, not just as a powerful intercessor who might seem distant in heaven, but as a powerful intercessor who is so very close to us in our hearts, who is our tender, loving mother, who loves each of us so intimately and desires to be our close companion with us on our pilgrimage to heaven, so that what the glory she already possesses may be ours.